News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the four men accused of involvement in an attack at a Moscow concert hall that has killed 137 people have been remanded in custody as Russia observed a national day of mourning following the attack claimed by Islamic State. And I'm joined now by Paul Rogers, Professor Emeritus of Peace Studies at Bradford University. Good morning to you, Paul. An interesting sort of set of developments. Obviously, a dreadful attack, and I'm sure many people have seen footage from the hall, the concert hall, and people running in terror. But obviously ISIS have claimed responsibility. The four attackers who appear to be Muslim have been detained. But Putin's still pointing the finger at Ukraine.
Yes, I think this is mainly for domestic reasons, in that if Putin can in any way blame Ukraine for any kind of involvement in this, then really it shoves responsibility away from Putin's Russia, having let this attack happen. If it proves to be from IS or a group allied to IS, then this suggests that security in Russia is not as good as it should be. So I think the thing is, since this is such a huge attack, Putin would be anxious to try and blame ISIS in some form. But what we see now, including the extraordinary footage which has come out, actually filmed by the perpetrators as they were doing the killing, then this makes it very difficult for Putin to claim this has anything to do with Ukraine. All he can claim is that the perpetrators may have been trying to get away from Russia via Ukraine. But beyond that, I think he just has to face up to the fact this is a problem which, at least in part, is internal to Russia.
Okay. We did see, of course, a spate of attacks by Islamic jihadists a number of years ago, particularly at the height of the Syrian conflict, Paul. Is this, do you think, related to what's going on currently in the Middle East, or is there any other reason why IS or one of their affiliates would be attacking Russia?
Well, as far as we can tell, there's still a lot of antagonism towards Russia, as there is to many other countries. But for the most part, what you find is that the attacks tend to be rather localized. So in other words, there is a kind of element in IS, it's known as Islamic State Khorasan, which really covers Afghanistan and parts of Pakistan. There's continued to be a lot of violence there. I think the overall impression was that, quotes, this was all over. Well, it isn't. And ISIS and affiliates and Al-Qaeda affiliates are active in a number of parts of the world. The major centers of activity tend to be across the Sahel region of the Southern Sahara, going right through to East Africa. But there's also a lot going on still in Syria and also in Afghanistan and Pakistan. So this is not something which is all over by a long shot. The surprise, I think, is the attack in Moscow.
Yeah, France has put itself on high alert for terrorist attacks now as well. Would you expect that this will be the first of a cluster of attacks, a first of many attacks? Is that what we're going to be looking at?
I don't think so necessarily. This could be something of a one-off as far as Russia is concerned. But the point is, there are attacks happening frequently in parts of Afghanistan and in Pakistan. Most of those are restricted to those regions, and they're not sort of truly global. But you can't be sure about this. The whole issue of very radical movements simply hasn't gone away. And I think people have been rather lulled into a false sense of security in the Western world. There are many problems which lead on to this and many local causes, but we're simply not out of the wood on this.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Professor Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.